Welcome back to another episode of NFT Catcher Podcast. We'd like to remind everybody that nothing on the show is meant as financial advice, and to please do your own research. Thank you, and enjoy the show.
Now the subject is NFTs.
They're known as non-fungible tokens, or NFTs.
NFTs are exploding in popularity.
This is a technology that will forever change the way people interact.
So it is happening whether you understand it and like it or not.
This phenomenon is moving the digital.
You have now joined Jenny from the blockchain and Michael Keane on the NFT Catcher Podcast.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the NFT Catcher Podcast with me, Jenny from the blockchain, and my co-host, Michael Keane. Today, we have a Sunday recap for you, and we're going to let you know what has happened in the past week in the NFT space.
Yes, we are. What's up? How you doing?
Good. I'm great.
Nice. That's cool. Me too. I'm a little tired. It's been a long weekend. We had a fun time with the kids, but they're going to bed later and later a little bit now, which isn't great.
Because the sun is going down later and later.
I know. Yeah. And it's like taking them longer. Yeah, for sure. So I actually want to know what you think of the music I've been making.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So we talked about this in the last Sunday recap, if you guys remember. Yeah. Michael was talking about, Udio, right? Udio.
Yeah, Udio. Yeah.
Where a site where you can basically create your own music through AI. And Michael has decided that he is going to make us a Gas Wars jingle. Not a jingle. I guess it's kind of like a song, like an intro song. And he has literally, oh my God, he keeps sending. He sent me like dozens. How about this one? They're all different.
And, the same exact lyrics, though. It's the same lyrics.
Is it the same lyrics?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay,
Well, the one, you don't listen. You're like, what?
I listen, but I'm like more thinking about the style of it. And a lot of it is just, I'm sorry,
it's a little cheesy. I know.
Not great.
Oh, my God. Andy's got one to play when he wants to hop on that I sent him over that I think you might like. Because I think what we decided to do, we don't obviously have a Gas Wars tonight, but I'm going to surprise you guys. With a new song each time.
Yeah. I think that's the best route. I feel like it's hard for me to be like, yes, I like that one. Just do random ones every time.
I think I'm going to keep the same lyrics.
Okay.
They are long. Like you're right. 33 seconds. It would be a little better if they were like 15, 18 seconds.
Yeah.
I know. But they always come out 33 seconds. I'm not really sure exactly what to
do. You can't be like, can you make it shorter? Like, it doesn't do that.
Oh, Andy's getting ready to play it.
Okay, let's hear one, folks.
From the number one podcast on the blockchain comes on. Guess who's ignite?
Oh my God.
Come on. Oh, that is my gosh. Fire, right?
I don't know if I would describe it as fire. That's a bit of a stretch, but you know, it was definitely a song. It was definitely something.
It's a banger. How are we not hearing the same thing?
Music came out. Yep, that happened.
Oh, all right. in our private chat, Jenny said, in our NFT Catcher chat, Jenny said, if we were the same age, I would like it. Is the comment I got?
Not to
one
that
of the other
specific.
Ones. No, not to that. Not one, to that. Yeah.
He like you did like a Louis Armstrong vibe one. You did like a 90s hip hop style one.
Yes.
Like I was saying it to those.
Okay.
This one was a little more modern. I'll give you that.
I'm trying. I'm like futuristic. I'm like young.
The cheerleader part at the end, though, I don't know.
NFT.
Or what do you even think?
NFT Catcher. P-O-D. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe not that part.
All right. I don't know. All right. I'm going to keep working on it. I'm going to get there where there's going to be one. You're going to be like, damn.
Yeah. One day. Hey, you know what? It'll make it that much sweeter.
Once you find it, when you actually do like one, then we'll finally use that. I'll keep doing a different one until you're like, that's the one.
I feel bad because you've literally made so many. It's crazy. Well,
for every one that I've shared, there's six or seven that are unshareable because they're so bad.
I knew it.
But that's the way all AI works. Like, if I make an image for the one that I share, I've probably made a couple dozen, if you know what I mean, to get
it makes
where
sense.
I want to be. Yeah.
Well, so, I guess...
So, Udio, like, I couldn't be a bigger fan of Udio. It is so fun.
Yeah, shout out Udio.
Yeah, oh my God. I'm, like, crying. I think it's the greatest. But it is what it is. Oh, and a second person minted our NFT catcher rune.
Really?
Which is in the first 5,000. If you remember, I minted it a week ago, last Sunday. It was, I guess that would have been 3 days after the halving, and it there was 5,000 of them. We were in the first 5,000. The second person minted, I have no idea who it is. Ollie minted. I didn't say that on the podcast. Hopefully he don't care. But Ollie minted, you know, it's 25 of them, and somebody else did random, who I don't know if they're a fan of the podcast or they just saw one of the low rune numbers. They're up to like 43,000 now. And did you see somebody was, I think it might have even been Dingling, he said he did, or somebody was doing it, but was etching punks as runes as like a one. You know what I mean? So there's only one of them instead of having like ours is 7,500, you know, some of them are 21 million, 21 billion, whatever it is.
Wait, like the amount of tokens is just one? Or
So every rune can have a different amount of tokens to it. So the person that was doing all the punks did each of them is just one. So it's like just one.
Right.
I don't even know how you describe it. Just one.
That's weird.
I don't even know. It's just,
they just wanted it to be on chain.
I think so.
Or were they planning on giving it to everyone who, I mean,
I think that's TBD. I'm not sure. I'll look into more exactly why, but I probably just for provenance, somebody wanted to get them on there.
Yeah.
You know, it's really not all that expensive. The amount of them is going to blow up. It's going to be at 50,000 by probably morning. You know how that goes. So that's cool that we're in the first 5,000 forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
No matter
what.
That's
cool. That's exciting.
Yeah. So that's going on. What else? Did you see there was like a big apes pump, apes mutants? Let's look at Blur right now and see what's going on.
Yeah, what did it bottom at?
Well, it topped at 17.
Didn't it get to like 10 or something? Or did it not?
Oh,
make
yeah,
it
no, it did. It did get into single digits at one point. Wow. Not long ago, like a week ago. Like, let's look at the stats right now. 1 month. So this was on April 15th, which at this point is exactly 2 weeks ago. It bottomed out at 10 ETH and it got up to 17.5. It got up to 17.5 on the 26th.
Not bad.
Nice move if you did it.
Yeah.
The mutants went well over 3 and now they're back down to 272. The apes are at 15. Pudgies are at 12. Little Pudgies at 1. Mochaverse is 4 and Miladies is 4.88.
Amping.
I know.
And of course, my doodle is, you know, stagnant.
1.5, very stagnant, down 7% over the week, even over the day. Mm. CloneX 0.56. OPEPIN edition 0.16. I think that's losing steam, that Jack Butcher.
Oh, hot take.
I don't know, right? No,
wait,
I don't know.
Wait, maybe that's good. Maybe that means we can get him on the pod now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, now you go. I definitely need to come on. Yeah,
more reachable.
I love it. Moonbirds 0.59. What else? Nakamigos 0.09. Dying in the gutter. That thing is done.
V
Friends at 1 ETH even. Yeah, Point Cats. Point,
MFR 0.46.
Wreck Guy 0.39. Speaking of Wreck Guy, do you see what OSF did today?
I don't think I did.
All right. Have you heard of BlastR.xyz?
BlastR?
It's a protocol with a new kind of contract on the Blast chain. And Blast chain is the the new blockchain, the Ethel 2, I believe it is, by Pac-Man. It's got to be an Ethel 2. You pay an ETH. And basically, so the deal is you can request a refund after 28 days forever. You can just take
on
the
your
money
NFT?
Out. Yep. He sold 3,333 of them. Yep. He sold 3,333 of them for 0.169 ETH, which totaled 562.432 ETH, or approximately $1.8 million.
Okay, so he created a project that you are able to...
It's not
to
really... It's a piece of art, but yes. It's like it's one. You know what I'm saying? It's like a fungible. It's all the same.
Okay.
But there's 3,333 of them. And it's this new BlastR.xyz. There's lots of collections that are doing this. And what they're doing is farming for these blast points, gold rewards, all this stuff.
Oh, well.
Pac-Man is like really smart. I mean, what he did with Blair, like for whatever you think of him, like, I don't know, maybe he's like a mad genius, but he is like, okay. It's really neat. So this money, like, it's not like an OSF even tweeted about it. Hey, I didn't make $1.8 million. You can take it back whenever you want forever.
Yeah. So it says refundable NFTs on BlastR.xyz. Our NFTs blend ERC 721 standards with unique twist. Minting involves locking ETH in the NFT contract for a set time. Post-lock period, these NFTs are effectively free, as you can get a full refund. Opting out, simply claim your refund. The NFT is burned and your ETH is returned, making NFT ownership flexible and risk-free.
Well, that's one second. Interesting. It's risk-free is an interesting word.
Yeah.
Because there's always...
It's always a risk.
There's always, what is it, protocol risk, where what if theoretically the government sees their assets, or what if theoretically they get hacked? Theoretically. I just would put it out there that it does nothing where you're giving your money and locking it up somewhere else is risk-free, I think, is not a great thing for them to say.
Yeah, it almost sounds... like a little too good to be true, like what's the catch type of thing?
Or right. And I think basically Pac-Man's goal here is to lock up as much ETH TVL, you know, total value locked. And that's good for his chain, right? Isn't that like, which he's probably dropping a token, which he probably owns a lot. You know what I mean? Isn't that the incentive? I think that's... He's just good at driving people. Like you say, what's the catch with like with Blur? Like everyone was just on there, just like buy and sell, didn't even care, you know? I think that's just what he knows how to do that. But you're right. What is the catch? I would like to add, like, what is the catch? It doesn't seem like OSF is making money other than probably getting gold allotment from the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're going to need to get Pac-Man on here.
I know. Dude, I had a video call with Pac-Man, like when Blur was in beta, because I got beta access. Yeah. As soon as I heard about it, I started asking for beta access. I've talked about this before a long time ago, but he wanted to get on a call and show me around because I was one of the first however many, you know, hundreds of people in there. And I don't know if I could reach him again, but I probably have his email and it's probably in that NFT catcher. I don't know. I can still log into it though.
Yeah. You should totally. I mean, that would be great. We should try to get him on.
Yeah. That would be really cool. He did an interview recently that was really, really good. I could find it for you, but it was good. He's smart. I mean, he's like, you know, I'm not saying how it'll end up. Like
he's young too, right? Isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. He had a avatar face over himself, but seemed young. And I think since then he's shown himself.
Oh.
Yep.
Docs.
He's either gonna end up like Sam Altman or Sam Bankman-Fried, one or the other.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, but that is totally true.
Yeah, pretty much. He's either gonna be like uber rich and successful and famous or in prison. One or the other.
There's no in between, folks.
Yeah. And I give the benefit of the doubt. I hope he crushes. I think he's going to do really well. But like he gets into crazy stuff. Like this is crazy if it gets out of hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is very interesting.
But this isn't his protocol, I don't think. Blast is his chain. But this, I think somebody else might have. I don't even know exactly. We should find out who created this. Get these people on.
Yeah, it says it was audited by 0x Quit.
Quit, I know. I saw that, yep. And that's so, pretty legit. Yeah, it's pretty legit. He probably got paid a lot to audit that.
Probably.
That's a six-figure audit minimum, I would guess, for somebody like him, like to put his name on it.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? Because he's got to pay other people. He's not going to be the only one looking at it. Like, he's got to have a lot of people looking at it. That might be, I don't even know. That might be like $500,000. I have no idea. It's probably an ongoing thing. Probably more.
So I wonder if, okay, so it says creators generate income through Blast's native yield ETH accrued from the ETH locked in their NFT contracts, directly claimable by their deployer wallet. Blaster charges a nominal fee on the total yield generated, ensuring a transparent revenue model. I'm just like, I mean, I guess it's locked, but I'm like, do they, you know, are they like, is Blaster like gambling with the ETH or something? And like, you know, but I guess the ETH is locked.
I think you can see, yeah, I think you can see it in the contract. And you can, as long as there's no, like, so that's the point of having OX Quit check it, because like, look what happened with the Akutars. That money got locked in the contract. What if this money gets locked? Like, oh, we messed up, you know? Like,
gosh.
Right, like
locked forever. That would be so
crypto
bad.
Crypto is so weird. That's like 35 mil still. Probably more. I don't know what it was, whatever ETH was at the time versus what it is now. Who knows? But
yeah,
it was wild. So, also in ETH, we were talking about the pump, but you see how they laid off a bunch of people also?
Yuga. Yeah, I saw the statement.
From Garga. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Garga put out kind of a nice statement. It's the right thing to do. You know what I mean? You got to make the hard decisions. And I didn't really, it wasn't any of like the kind of the front facing people. Like, I think Ill is still there and Baron and, you know, Jeff Nichols, whoever else. Is it Nichols or Nick? I think Nichols or Nicholas. I'm sorry.
I don't even know who that person is.
Yeah. He's been around for a long time. OG Ape works for Yuga.
Okay. Yeah, interesting that they chose to lay off people now and not like in the bear market. Like, it's like, oh, we're starting the beginning of the bull. Like, now they're laying off people. I don't know. Yeah, yeah. But I guess they did let go of like the Daniel guy, the CEO. And and then there was that lady as a CEO before him. And so now they're like taking back their power, I guess. They kind of.
Somebody was saying that all four of the founders walked away with $50 million each. And I don't know. I can't say that that's true or not, but somebody was saying it.
What does that mean, walked away? I thought they were still a part of the project.
Well, took out.
Oh.
Cashed out. Yeah.
Hey, maybe. I mean, it's believable.
Yeah. Hey, it's business. Pretty wild, but.
Like, my salary will be $50 million.
That original CEO, she was one of the four founders, I'm pretty sure, who you're talking about.
Was she?
Right? Was she, or did, oh. No, you're right. They did bring somebody in, didn't they? They did bring somebody in. There was a woman that was one of the original founders. I should know a little better, but I don't remember exactly.
Well, I mean, I guess she could be. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure she was just brought in. And then she was the CEO for a while. And then the Daniel guy, he wasn't even the CEO for all that long, I don't think. But probably like a year, I'm guessing. Yeah. And then
there's going to be more changes coming. And they're going to be drastic. Like, I wouldn't be shocked to see them sell off the other side.
I would be shocked.
Yeah.
They just bought the freaking, not the Pixel Vault, the Moonbirds and the, what is their other?
They bought Proof. They only did that for the war chest. They got money. They got paid to take that.
Yeah, but if they sold the other side, that'd be such a bad. Like, who would they sell it to? I don't know.
It would just be like a gaming development studio. And you know what else I had a premonition of? Yuga might sell BAYC.
Then what would they be?
I don't know. I don't know. I think or
still have
BAYC. No, you're right. Maybe they would sell everything out. Like, no, they wouldn't sell BAYC. I said that wrong. I'm trying to think. Because BAYC, there's a BAYC LLC now. So, like, Garga wants to get back to the roots of the club. Like, I think he's trying to
That's
make
why
it, like,
stuff pumped, huh? That's why their NFTs pumped.
Well, there's a little bit of that. And there was a little bit of, I think for a little bit, the farmers started kind of running out of Floor Apes. If that makes sense, like it wasn't like enough to churn. What?
That's just funny. Farmers ran out of apes.
Yeah, pretty much. I know.
Taken out of context, yeah. Sounds hilarious.
Right. There's so much that we say. I just think about that all the time. Like, I see people say something like, I'm like, did you ever think you would say that in your life? Like, I'm farming my quirkies for da da da, whatever. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
Looking for giraffe token.
I have
token.
To claim my poop token.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
From poopy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He made doodles.
Right. Like, the founder of the biggest project in the space is named Poopy. Can we say, need we say more?
Yeah.
His name is Poopy.
Why is his name Poopy? Don't ask questions. We don't know. It just his name is. It's just normal.
Poopy.
What
yeah,
is
it's
real
totally
name?
Normal.
His real name.
People have said it a bunch. I forget.
I know. I know his real name. I just like,
I can find it.
Ah, oh, frick. I don't even see it. It's like Alex or something.
Yeah.
No, it's
it?
Not Alex. It's not. We must know. Jordan Castro. That's right.
Yeah, okay. That's right. Yeah.
Jordan Castro. All right. Mystery solved, folks.
How'd that poop token do? Not so good, I don't think. Did it?
You know what? It's one of the many tabs I have, and I'm still keeping track of it. So let me give you guys an update on the meme coins that I own. Price update time. Okay.
Let's go.
Price 0.0008. All right. So yeah, it's down. Anime token is, it's kind of been this for a long time, but 0.003 of a dollar. So literally like less than a cent. And then MFR is at 0.06. So, which is also down. I think at its all-time high, it was like, you know, 25 cents or something. So, but yeah, I mean, MFR token's kind of been a bit steady at that as well.
That's cool. That's one that they just like, you know, they'll come out and do something new every so often for
yeah.
that community, you know.
I still have.
Satoshi made probably $25 million and every so often he'll drop a token for his community.
I can't believe he just like came back, like just so casual too.
And everyone's like, oh, he's a genius.
Like, yeah, like he betrayed us. He abandoned us.
And took a few mil on the way out the door and they loved it.
But he did come. Everyone's like, he's going to do something with this. You know, what is it? GN, MFR. And he did. Yeah. He ended up dropping tokens. And if you had that, you got a higher, more of an allocation. And it was like, depending on what NFTs you held.
Yep.
So, I mean, technically, he did end up doing something with it. So,
it's
you know,
true.
There's that. He didn't completely leave.
Yeah. Speaking of leaving and disappearing and doing something with it, I actually had a chat with Waheed the other day, which was pretty cool, from Smilesverse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He just said, you know, I don't know. It was a private chat. I don't know.
Okay,
I'm not going to read it. I guess not like it was like anything super crazy, but like I'm not just going to go in and read it live just because I don't remember exactly what was
Wait.
There.
Wait. Oh, it was. Okay. Sense. I don't know why. I thought you like were talking on the phone or something.
No. We chatted on Twitter, just some DMs, but you know, he's around. He's been posting a little bit. And there was actually has been some action on Smiles. Like if you look a few days ago, there's a whole bunch of sales.
He tweeted a date. He tweeted like June something. And it like, everyone was like, what is that
really?
About? Yeah, he tweeted some date out. Let me see. See if I can find the date. Yeah, 6/5/24.
Really?
6/5. So June 5th. Something is happening.
Is that June
5th
or is that May 6th? Because a lot of people do it the other way. Are you not familiar with that? You know
well,
what I mean?
Yeah. Well, where does he live?
In Michigan.
Okay. If he lives in Michigan,
Minnesota.
Then yeah, it's. Okay, well,
he's like Michigan and Minnesota. Last
if he
time
lives in the U.S., then yeah, it's June 5th, 2024. So June 5th, folks, but could be May 6th. But I think it's
big
June 6th.
Time.
So something's happening. We don't know what. Just know that. So yeah, if you have Smile versus, then maybe just monitor. You know, monitor it. I've actually been checking all my NFTs, seeing if.
Yeah. if there's a pump anywhere.
Cool man did. I think I talked about that.
Yes. I don't think you did, but I did hear about that. I don't know what happened.
Because they were going to drop a token. I think they already dropped it. But yeah, it had pumped. Like the lowest it got was like 0.02 something, I believe. And then it pumped all the way up to like 0.125. So yeah, people were like, oh my God, a token. So they're like buying them all up. And then I sold mine because I had bought mine cheaper. And I was like, I need to let these things go.
Yep.
So sold into the pump.
You should. When there's a pump like that.
Yeah. I'm like, this bull run, because I like accumulated so many NFTs that just ended up being worth nothing. And I'm like, if things pump, like I am going to sell. Like I need to sell because I'm such a diamond hander. And I'm like, I need to actually sell this time.
Yeah.
Like I want to sell. I honestly want to sell most of my NFTs. Like, I want to keep my purple hair doodle forever, kind of, hopefully.
Yeah.
But I want to sell, like, kind of everything else.
I hear that. I don't know. If there's value to it, as long as it don't cost you more in gas to list it, you know?
Well, like, I would like to sell for more than I paid, so therefore I'm still going to end up holding the bag on a lot of stuff because I'm stubborn and I don't like selling stuff for less than I paid. So, yeah, I'm obviously going to hold the bag on things inevitably. But if stuff pumps, like, I'm trying to tell myself, don't be greedy, just freaking sell it.
I hear that. I still have all my smiles. I think it's like 15 of them or something, but some of them are nice, some red ones.
Yeah.
What's the floor on the red? The floor on the red is 0.1. Oh, wow. There's a 0.13, there's a 0.3, and then there's a 1 ETH.
Hey, the floor is thin.
The floor is really thin on reds. And honestly, this one is really nice. I almost want to buy it.
Oh my God, no. We were just talking about selling. You're not supposed to be buying. Do not buy.
Yeah, but even the numbers, like my lucky number, 723. It's my birthday.
Hey.
There's 23 on the jersey. It's actually really nice. Go. He's wearing glasses. I might buy him. I might snag
him. Let's go.
Not right this minute. Funny. I am going to think about it. I probably shouldn't.
Sleep on it.
So 0.14 is like $500. Why am I doing that?
Yeah, I know. Always look at the USD value, folks, because I will sober you up real quick. You're not going to be like, oh, I need this. You'll be like, oh my God, $500. What?
My kids want something at Five Below. I'm like, only one thing, you know?
And you're just like freely spending money. Yeah,
exactly. Oh my God. So what else we got going on? I saw the final VFriends gift goat. I think there were 16 or 18 of them, is a 55-inch Samsung QLED TV with an NFT by Amber Vittoria.
Wow, getting a whole TV, huh?
Yeah, it's a pretty good gift, I think. That's some cool stuff.
Yeah, I know. I've been seeing those like pendant chains like that are like blinged out that they've been getting.
I don't know about that. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, there's like jewelry. I think the last thing that they got was like jewelry. And it was really cool. It looks like a gift goat, like the gift goat NFT.
Okay. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, no, I know they've gotten some cool stuff. I saw the first few. Okay. I haven't kept up on most of them.
This one was recent.
Yep. I am a little worried right now that the government is going to ban self-custody wallets. I think that's what they're trying to do, the U.S. government.
How can they ban self-custody? That's like, well, it's self-custody.
They can make it illegal to have it, if that makes sense.
Silence while I'm thinking.
I know. Because the Tornado Cash case, I see people are a lot smarter than me. I was reading some threads and reading people talking, and that's kind of what it sounds like. And Elizabeth Warren said that exact thing not too long ago. That she doesn't want self-custody. She thinks it's very dangerous.
That would be a nightmare.
It would be horrible.
I mean, that's just like...
It's a nightmare.
I don't want to think about that. Sorry, go ahead.
I know. That's always been my biggest concern is like the U.S. government turning off crypto. So they may not turn it off, but they might say you have to use... And it's going to be like, remember I said, I think Chase is going to buy Coinbase, like things like that. I think we're going to have to use
the banking system. I think like the masses will end up using custodial because it's like,
well,
that's what's going to be like marketed and stuff. And it's going to be the easiest, but I don't know. Like, I feel like self-custody still has to be around.
It should be, and it would be really bad. But honestly, we're a bit of a minority. Like, it feels like everybody we know would freak out, but like, we're a minority, you know? And if they really like think that they're going to lose control of the monetary situation somehow, you know, then they could do something like that. Stinks, but sounds like it's a possibility. And I don't know if either of the candidates will even talk about it during the election. I don't think it's going to even be an issue. So we're not even going to know what their policy is going to be.
Well, regardless, we would have ample time. You know, it's not like it was something that would overnight. Yeah, all no, of a sudden,
they would tell you. Well, they would. Yeah. Right.
It's quite the process. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and they would say, like, you'd have a year to get it into a safe place. Like, you'd be able to move it and stuff. But then, yeah, no, it's a possibility. In the U.S., I don't know about the rest of the world.
Yeah, everyone else just like, don't care. Yeah,
they're like, can't you really. Idiots.
Fine, no, I'm moving.
Well, speaking of like our government, our country really handcuffs us because like go to OKX.com.
Okay. Oh my God, please don't scam me.
No, I'm not going to scam. Look at the first thing it says.
OKX.com. First thing it says, your portal to Web3.
Did a white box pop up, OKX.com? And then a white box popped up?
Oh, yeah. OKX exchange products aren't available in your region. Yeah. Oh my God. All the exchanges are like this too, where it's like, Oh, sorry, US, you got to have like a VPN, spoof your location.
So at the top, click on wallet instead of exchange.
Go to wallet. Yeah.
And then marketplace at the top.
Okay.
And then scroll down and check out all of the blockchains that they support.
Oh.
Aptos, Immutable X. So if you click on Immutable X, you can see Gods Unchained did 124 ETH in volume in 24 hours. The next closest on that blockchain is Cross the Ages, which did 6.13. Like, you can go through all the different chains on here.
Wow.
Looks like there's about 15 of them.
Yeah. Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, BNB chain, Polygon, Immutable X, Aptos, Arbitrum, One, Optimism, ZK Sync Era, Base, Linea, OPBNB. Wow.
Yeah. I don't know what OPBNB is. They got some weird stuff on there, but
I think like, it's Binance.
ZK Sync Era. I guess that's just ZK Sync. ZK Sync is really cool. They're a really cool company doing awesome stuff. Like, they're actually one of the ones that's going to make it.
What are they? Is it gaming stuff?
It is. And it's like super scalable, supposedly. Like, it's like I don't know. It's, what I've heard is that it's what people are impressed with is how quote unquote scalable it is.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know what any of these look like game assets that if you click on them, what's selling on that.
Exactly.
One.
That's why I said games. It definitely looks like that.
But this website, and like you can also, you click on the dashboard. I mean, they
How'd you hear about this site?
It's one of the ones that's working with Runes. So I've heard about it.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And the founder, the president, is going to be at Consensus.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of Consensus, we are going to Consensus. And we might, if you guys are thinking about going to Consensus, do not buy your tickets yet because we will have a discount code for you soon, probably on the next Sunday recap. And yeah, we're getting hooked up with some press passes, so that's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think that means we get to go backstage, right? I think that means like
let's just do it anyway, and then if they kick us out.
Oh yeah. I'm good at that. I'm good, we're supposed to be here.
We really are supposed to be here. We're press. See the press pass?
There are a lot of people. We should bring something like we don't use like to like book people on the spot. Hey, like tap this and our Calendly will come up. That's probably what we should have. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Some type of QR code.
Yeah.
Thing.
Where they just write QR code. You have to even get QR code or NFC chip where.
Oh, NFC chip.
That'd be fun, right? You just have a little card or a little bracelet or say tap my bracelet to your phone and our Calendly pops right up.
Yeah.
You actually put it, you stick it right to the conference badge. Tap my badge, my Calendly comes right up.
Okay, what if like random people tap your badge?
Why are random people going to tap your badge?
I don't know. What if What if they're like too close to you and they accidentally like their phone?
Nah,
like...
their phone's got to be touching your hang. Okay, okay. That's a little, that's like invasion of privacy.
That's a little too close.
Yeah. And you can always cancel if somebody books something.
Right, right. You're like, we're like, that? Who is who is this person?
Right. I get people DMing me, would you like, I feel bad, but if it's something we never heard of, like, we just have never been the podcast to have people come on just to talk about something new that we've never heard of. Like, you know,
yeah.
it's never been our thing.
Yeah. We like to keep it, you know, more of the familiar.
Yeah. That's maybe not the greatest thing ever, like saying, you know, but like we do, like we curate like people that we want to talk to and, you know, we go after different guests and people that we know, all that stuff.
That is
true. It's amazing how many guests we've had on at this point.
I know. I actually been meaning to count.
Yeah, it's definitely a who's who. It's got to be 75. Over 100. Is it over 100? Right? We've done 220 episodes, but we went a while with before we had guests.
Well, not really. Like we started in August, you're right. And then
Right. So yeah, you're right. It's probably 100 guests. We should see maybe. Do somebody special for the 100th guest.
Oh my God. What if we already did the 100th?
We need to figure this out.
I feel like we did, because we used to do a lot of Sunday recaps with guests as well. I mean, not a lot, but.
That's true.
So.
And we've had multiple guests on episodes.
Like right. So does that count as
Right.
No, that's just one person though. Like Scaly Nelson, we've had on three times.
Right. I'm saying like when we had Mumbot on with the Ghost Club, we had Mumbot Defiant. And Pop Wonder and I can't remember her name. Yeah, they all count. Yep. It's not going to come to my head.
Okay, that was up. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, that went.
You're not going to think if you didn't think about it in the first 10 seconds.
I know. It's I got it in my head.
Do you want to look? What episode number was it? You definitely don't know that.
No, I think it might have been when you was it when you were away.
I was away.
Yeah, it's her name is Ika. Ika.
Wow, thanks.
Yep.
You did it. Congrats.
I knew I could get it. I knew I had it. That's what's up. The OXK marketplace is neat. Lots of data, lots of stats. You can look at a lot of different stuff on there.
Cool.
Yeah.
You're always finding new sites to check out.
Trying to. We got off of that and started talking about consensus, and I went back for no reason. I apologize for that.
You forgot that we were talking about it, then you just, oh, yeah, we were still talking about
it. I know. I don't know why. I thought I was, like, closing that segment out for some reason. Anything else? What else? So consensus, I am super excited about that. I'm really excited. I have four nights down there.
That you wrote down 12.4 CryptoPunk Alien.
Oh yeah, there was another large CryptoPunk sale this week.
An alien
12.4 million dollars.
12.4 million. Let's go. That's a pretty penny.
I know. It seems like it's about the price for one of those. And then it's weird that people buy it and like I guess they use it, but who is it? It's not like it's like, you know what I mean?
Like right, like buy, nobody like, came forth like it was me. Right, I know I didn't like, see the buyer. I didn't see the buyer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like a lot of times people know them and they're like somebody with like 1,000 followers, but
well, yeah, you know. Super rich people, you know, and unless they value fame, a lot of the times the really wealthy people they don't want to be known. They, you know,
right? Yeah. It's a target. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, I guess that's. Pretty much.
Yeah. Why don't I run down the stats? And honestly, I think using OKX makes a lot of sense. It's very, very similar to Magic Eden. It has the same numbers and it's going to be the same basic top 10, but I see Gods Unchained at number 7 because that did 124 ETH. That's 24 hours. But if I go a week, We're gonna get a little bit of a better mix.
Okay.
We're gonna see if something's popping on another chain and all that. So number one this week is Bored Ape Yacht Club. Number two is the Runestones, which keeps going up and down. That's Leonidas's project. I think we've chatted about that. Number three is the Mutants. Number four is the Punks. Penguins. M'Lady. For whatever reason, I don't even hear about airdrops. Like, why is M'Lady 5 ETH? I have no idea. D-Gods. D-Gods at 1.72. Did a lot of volume this week. I'm not sure if the price is up or down, but... Redacted Remelio Babies at 1.75 ETH floor. Like, I've never got that either. Azuki and Memeland Captains. Memeland is, they're doing all kinds of interesting stuff with coins and staking that I cannot keep up with. And I need a drink of water because my voice is starting to go, isn't it?
It's okay. We're on the final stretch. Woo! Let's make it 2 more minutes. Come on. You got this.
Yeah. All right. I'm good. Well, that was the top 10.
Oh, my bad. Okay, that means it's my turn. I have failed you. Well, that's yes, all good. That's it for this week, folks. We have some exciting interviews coming out in the next couple weeks for you. So be on the lookout for that. And we will catch you guys in the next episode. Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the NFT Catcher Podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode and learned something new about the exciting world of NFTs. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a moment to subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you really love what you're hearing, please leave us a rating and review on your favorite platform. If you want to stay up to date with the latest news and insights from the NFT space, be sure to follow us on all the socials at NFT Catcher Pod. You can follow Jennifer at Jennifer_Pseudo and Michael at NFTicket. I'm your producer, Andy, and I'm at AJC254. Our theme song's by It's Just Los. We always appreciate your feedback and support, which helps us reach more people and bring you informative and engaging content about NFTs. We look forward to bringing you more great NFT content in future episodes. Thanks for listening. Peace.